While debate rages at the Capitol over two competing medical marijuana bills, one lawmaker has come up with a resolution to encourage more research that all sides seem to agree on. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
Republican Senator Brian Shiozawa is an emergency physician in Salt Lake City. He's listened to the arguments on both sides of the medical marijuana debate, and he's convinced more study is needed.
I've treated a lot of patients who've been on recreational and medical marijuana, and I don't think it's nearly as harmful as some people say, and I also don't think it's the panacea and the cure-all that other people say.
Part of the reason that more research hasn't been done is because marijuana is considered a Schedule I drug in the U.S., putting it in the same category with heroin, LSD, and ecstasy.
It's actually a felony for researchers currently to do any research on marijuana.
Shiozawa has introduced a resolution which calls on Congress to reclassify cannabis as a Schedule II drug. It also calls on Utah's research institutions to collaborate on a formal investigation into the benefits of medical marijuana and report their findings to lawmakers. In a Senate committee hearing, Shiozawa's resolution was supported by academic researchers, conservative group the Utah Eagle Forum, and Michelle McComber of the Utah Medical Association.
His thoughtful approach to this is absolutely the appropriate approach to bringing this forward and looking at it in a way that we can put some science behind it, that we can actually look at the studies out there, that we can study them in the way that is appropriate and make some decisions based on science, not based on just emotion.
The resolution was approved unanimously by the Health and Human Services Committee. On Friday, the Senate is expected to take up two proposals that would make some or all of the marijuana plant legal for medical use in Utah. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.